In today's gospel, Jesus calls his first disciples, a pair of brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John. Jesus says to his first disciples, "Come and follow me." And they immediately leave their boats and their nets and their families, and they follow our Lord. Because of our familiarity with these stories, we might overlook a very important characteristic within them. The people who Jesus calls do not seem to be the best candidates as apostles. They were fishermen. There is no doubt in most of our minds, and in most minds of historians, Jesus would have been much better off had he chosen people accustomed to speaking in public. He should have chosen apostles whose name and star power could have attracted others to Jesus' cause. It certainly would have been a plus if they would have had some sort of formal education, or at the very least, the ability to read and write. Some had suggested if Jesus could have sent the 12 apostles to a modern-day pre-employment personality screening, this might well have been the letter that Jesus would have received in return. "Thank you, sir, for submitting the resumes of the 12 men you have picked for managerial positions in your new organization." All of them had undergone extensive psychological testing, and we have included the results below. "In our professional opinion, most of your nominees are lacking in background, education, and temperament for this enterprise. They have no concept of teamwork. Simon Peter is emotionally labile and given to fits of temper. Andrew has no qualities of leadership. The two brothers, James and John, will place their personal interest above company loyalty. Thomas shows a skeptical attitude that will tend to undermine morale. Matthew has been blacklisted by the Jerusalem Better Business Bureau. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, definitely had radical leanings. But one of the candidates, however, shows real potential. He is a man of ability and resourcefulness, meets people well, and easily makes contact with people in high places. He is highly motivated, ambitious, and responsible. We recommend Judas Iscariot as your CEO and right-hand man." Thank goodness. Scripture tells us that the wisdom of God is not man's wisdom. This assessment of the 12 apostles should give hope to each and every one of us. If the apostles could go on to accomplish great things for the Lord, then so can we. We are all called by the grace of our baptism and confirmation to be his apostles and his witnesses. We all have within us the exact same Holy Spirit that allowed the apostles to overcome their human weaknesses and to follow Christ. Because of this, none of us can say that we are not suitable. Jesus wants to make it clear to us today that if he could use the apostles with their obvious weaknesses, he also has a plan to use us in our weaknesses to advance his kingdom. God calls us to bring light into this world, and he wants to use each and every one of us to accomplish his plan of salvation. St. Paul, who persecuted early Christians and oversaw St. Stephen's stoning to death, rightly states in 1 Corinthians, "I am the least of the apostles. I hardly deserve the name apostles, but by God's grace, that it is that I am, and the grace he has given me will not be fruitless." Will we allow God to use us in his plan of salvation for the world? Are we open to his grace transforming our lives? God has chosen each and every one of us to bring light into the darkness by spreading his gospel message. He will use our weakness for his glory. Jesus chose Peter, who later denied Jesus in the courtyard of the high priest. Peter was not faithful and lacked courage to take a stand in public. He was impetuous and would say and do things without thinking. Jesus chose Andrew, Peter's brother. Before the multiplication of the loaves and fish, Andrew asked Jesus, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus called James and John. In today's gospel, they were mending their nets with their father Zebedee. But we discover later that they were following Jesus for some of the wrong reasons. They made their big request, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus chose Matthew, who had a shady past as a tax collector. He also chose Thomas, but we remember that Thomas would only believe in the resurrection of Jesus if he could put his fingers in the wounds of Christ. Today, Jesus is calling each and every one of us. But like Peter, we sometimes lack faith and deny him through our thoughts, words, and actions. Like Andrew, we have much to learn about God's ways. Like James and John, we often think of ourselves first and seek our own glory. Like St. Matthew, we have a past that we might not be so proud of. And like Thomas, we sometimes doubt the power of the resurrection. Seeing that the apostles, through the power of the Holy Spirit, did so much for the church, should give us confidence that God can work miracles through us. Through the grace of the sacraments, we too are filled with that same Holy Spirit that filled the apostles on Pentecost and transformed them in order that they might transform the world. This reminds us today to pray for each other, because we are all being called by our Lord to change the world. Let us pray that we will have the courage and generosity to answer God's call, despite any reservations or shortcomings that we might have. Let us pray for each other that we may be open to continuing to respond to the call of our Lord, just as the first disciples did, with faith, with obedience, and with promptness. May we all be transformed by the Holy Spirit through this Eucharist today, so that we can respond to God like the first apostles. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.